Feature box. Early writing. Some of the earliest writing took the form of pictograms and logograms. Pictograms are simple pictures of the object. For example, a picture of a horse stands for a horse. Logograms are symbols that are used to represent words. But the symbols are not exact representations of the word. Diagram labels. Man, sunrise, sun, seawater. Thompson's ideas were not disproved until after World War II. During the war, the Dresden Codex was damaged. Ultimately, a Russian soldier named Yuri Knorozov saved it. Knorozov was not just a soldier. He was also a scholar of languages. He had studied the writings of ancient Egypt, China, and India. When Knorozov looked at the codex, he formed a new idea. He was convinced that the Mayan writing was not based on an alphabet. Instead, he thought that it was a mixed script. A mixed script combines logograms with phonetic signs. Egyptian hieroglyphics are a good example. The logograms stand for words. The signs stand for sounds. Knorozov turned out to be correct, but few believed him. After all, Eric Thompson was well known. Thompson's fame was more than a nuisance to Knorozov. It was a roadblock. Then Knorozov found an ally, and opinions began to change. Tatiana Praskauryakov was a Russian architect who moved to the United States in 1916. She began studying archaeological sites in Mayan areas. She noticed a pattern of dates and signs in the carvings that she saw. She wondered if these matched the dates of Mayan rulers. After studying them, she proved that the carvings told about the rulers and about events in their rule. Praskauryakov decoded new characters, such as those for birth, death, and captured. She did not care how the marks should be pronounced. She worked on their meaning. Hers was the final piece of the puzzle. Now scholars knew the content of some of the writings. They put this together with what they learned from Delanda, Brasseur, Thompson, and Knorozov. Finally, it seemed they knew enough to start reading. Caption. Praskauryakov spent more than 20 years writing a book called Maya History.